The U.S. doesn't want peaceful reunification, but maybe they're too busy right now. Good one. True. China should own everything. Yes. If Hassan honestly starts getting pushback in like the media environment, oof, it's going to be hard for him because he is full retard when it comes to actually messaging on any of this.
Has he been faltering at all with all the pushback he's been getting recently, or has he been riding the wave pretty easily?
It depends on what you're defining a success or falter.
Mm-hmm.
For him, he just wants attention. So it's going to come down to how well is he managing his mood, like his emotions, and then how well is he building his clout. I can't tell if his clout is increasing or decreasing right now. Like he's getting more name recognition, but there's probably some people now that are wanting to keep their distance. Like Hassan 1,000,000,000% wanted to do like regular content with Mamdani. Like he was expecting that to happen. And that's not happening, so that's...
No, Mamdani denounced him on fucking stage, too.
Sure, yeah, but even, like, more recently, obviously there's a lot of heat relating to his stuff. Emotionally, I don't know, it seems like he's lashing out more, but it's impossible for me to know because I don't watch his streams regularly. I just get, like, clips and stuff, so it's possible that people are just clipping stuff that make him look bad, so it's hard to say. But, yeah, he's pretty...
Yeah, it seems like Mamdani doesn't want to do anything public with him.
And we have had candidates for, like, the last decade that we're trying to fucking prop up that are more reflective and more responsive to the needs of the base. And all of a sudden, they're freaking the fuck out. Why are they freaking the fuck out? I thought you didn't want me to... I thought you were saying...
Family emergency, but started streaming the next day.
About the elections. We don't care about the Democratic Party. Clearly, we do. We want something to change, right? It's so strange. I mean, it's expected, but it's just like so self-defeating and they're not stopping. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't recognize that this is like not going to work out, right?
Like the reason why I hate people like Trump and Hassan, the reason why I hate politics right now is just that nothing is about the stuff. It's all about like these dumb peripheral things that have nothing to do with like, so like you have Israel Palestine and we can have like, if we say this is like policy, this environment right here, the policy environment is super, super, super rich for conversation. There's a lot of stuff we could talk about in terms of what should Israel do? What should we do with regards to Israel? How should we leash them? Like we are even debating the history of everything, whatever. There's a ton of stuff in here to talk about. But instead, when you get people like the Trump types or the Hassan types that look at this, they go, okay, this guy came out and he said that he wants to remain militarily tied to Israel, but he wants to put restrictions on them. Oh, that guy's AIPAC funded. That's the conversation. Oh, that guy's a Zionist. That's the conversation. Oh, that guy's Islamophobic. That's the conversation. Oh, yeah, this guy's exactly like nothing. There's never, ever, ever, you never touch this. You never, ever, ever have a conversation here. This is why people like Hassan are cancer and Trump are cancerous to public discourse, is because you will never, ever touch this. So all of our conversations come down to whether or not somebody is too AIPAC funded, whether or not they're a Zionist shill, whether or not they just hate Muslims, whether or not they're a warmonger, like whether or not they're Western imperialist, like anti-brown, like it's just so, oh my God, it's so fucking boring. It's so boring. Ugh.
I mean, I think it also has infested our actual representatives because all they fucking talk about now is that shit too.
Well, because Trump does it too, right? I don't think Hassan is the only person. Trump pushes this model as well. And it's just so fucking boring.
The most centrist candidate, but like...
Like even the way he talks about candidates is so fucking brain-brokenly retarded. If these progressive people wanted to come out and they wanted to push for candidates in areas where they thought they could be competitive or they wanted to push the Democratic Party in a way that they thought could make the Democratic Party be more competitive nationwide that pushes them towards even an agenda that they want, like what kind of candidates work in what kind of areas. Like it's never about that. It's just about the destruction wholesale of the entire Democratic Party. And if somebody's not on board with you, it's because they're AIPAC funded, it's because they're a Zionist, it's because they're Muslim hater, it's because they're racist, it's because they're classist. It's like there's never any engagement on any of the topics at all. And it's so boring. It lends itself to so much stupidity and so many of these fucking retards like Emma and Sam and Hassan and all these people. Ugh. So why don't you do the non-boring stuff? Because nobody else will. Nobody wants to debate or have any conversation topics on this. Fucking Constantine fucking blocked me. He was so ass-pained about our debate in London. Nobody wants to have these conversations, so they'd rather go on Joe Rogan and circle jerk about how brave and centristy they are, and then bring on Dave Smith for the 50 millionth conversation to talk about how this ex-CIA guy said everything is like the Iraq War, and then condemn Trump but still support him, and that it's just all the most retarded conversation possible. All of it is.
I mean, think about the way that they are like attacking Plattner too. Everybody in the party put all of their weight.
Well, hold on.
Wait, what is
the Plattner stuff? Actually, looks pretty fucking retarded. Have you you seen it at all?
I dug into it a bit and it looked dumb. But I mean, like, as long as he's an
actual... Like,
you're talking about where he got kicked out for the tattoos and everything, right?
Yeah, because he had a literal Nazi tattoo. And unless you actually live under a fucking rock, I mean, I think anybody could tell you that, yeah, it was a Nazi tattoo. However, I mean, I hope the guy's turned a quote-unquote new leaf, etc. I hope he was just a retard. Mm-hmm. But I think Hassan here just being like, look at how they go after Platner, blah, 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 is pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah. Like, if it was anybody else, they would be mining this dude's past like crazy and attacking them. But because he's on their team, they should just...
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if this was just like a normal Democrat? They would be fucking losing their minds.
Of course. Of course.
And stream for 15 hours a day. Like, but because they're like kind of on their side, they're willing to let anything go. It's mind-numbingly retarded.
Yep.
Okay. They don't want more Zoran-style candidates to prop up, not because they're afraid that this is going to...
Like this brain dead talking about Zoran-style candidates. Zoran is the mayor of New York City, bro. Not every district, not every office is voted on by people. But it's this mindset that they've had for like 5 years, I've called this out, where in their mind, every single person is a progressive. Well, now for Hassan, every single person is a socialist. They just either don't know it yet, or their vote is being suppressed, or they're being propagandized by the other side, or like that's always the case, or the DNC is against them.
Show that the government can be good, and this will force all of these other Democrats in the party to also start doing their fucking jobs. And they don't want to do that. They want to collect checks.
Like, this is such a retarded
candidates, but they can use Hassan's unpopular distinct candidates with Constant TV as a slop. Hassan's unpopularity is fucking ridiculous. Why are you... Dude, god damn, brother. Literally, my worst fucking fan. I swear to God. You have just seen... You have literally seen... In the last week, that this is unbelievably unpopular, okay? Unbelievably fucking unpopular. And you're a 59-month subscriber interpreting this situation as though it's like even in any way, shape, or form successful. It literally failed with Zoran.
Like,
God.
Him acting like Zoran's campaign was all about his association with Hassan. Like, it's so delusional.
Didn't
and it's
this
so.
Retard join at the end?
I mean, like, I think he interviewed him once before. He had the opportunity to do another one, but he skipped out on it because he didn't want to miss a stream. And then, but now he's trying to claim that basically he's the one who got Zoran elected. Like, unironically, he wants to push that narrative so fucking hard. Yeah, it's just so fucking cringe. Ugh. I hate politics right now. It's so boring. What'd you go over today?
So,
I was over some of it.
I watched some politics shit. I mean, it wasn't... nothing really happened. Literally nothing really happened today. KKK Leavitt came up and she dodged any question that had any semblance of a hardness to it and then answered all the dick sucks. I mean, it's... I feel like her press conferences are getting more retarded. I don't know if she's got, like, more baby brain going on or...
I mean, at some point, you're tasked with defending... like the impossible. Like what the fuck do you even say?
I mean, Trump's talking about bombing more desalinization plants. I mean, I
don't know what that means when he says that. Like, is he ready? Oh my God, he still has Kaya. I thought he got rid of Kaya. Oh, nice. So he moved his camera because he can't make Kaya stay in one spot anymore. I can't believe how many people will simp for this guy. It's fucking crazy. Well, not just like simp, but like will simp and like ignore reality is insane to me. But I guess more power to them. Jeez. Jesus.
Oh, you were talking about the war crime shit?
Yeah, what is the plan for that? Are you just going to have, like, mass deaths from people who can't drink water? And then it's just retarded, everything about this administration.
He's just going to be like, water, I need water, and then laugh at him. I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know. It's insane that we're talking about bombing desalination plants, that's what it is.
Yeah. Instead of doing politics, why not do a fun deep dive of another topic like you did with Lab Leak? My whole life has been through, like, the frame of debating shit, so it also makes me feel weird or crazy when I feel like there are issues that the entire world is wrong on, but then people are too scared, obviously, to even have the debate on it. So, like, I don't think I will ever get to have a fleshed out convo about the Lab Leak stuff. That'll just never happen. I don't remember I mentioned this.
Talk about that anymore?
No, but it's like just another thing that everybody believes is just they're 100,000,000,000% incorrect about. And then it informs all their current political stuff of like, this is why nobody trusts, you know, ABCDFG or whatever. What's an example of something the entire world is wrong? Well, like the entire conservative right was basically wrong about every single thing related to COVID. But all of them think that they were all correct about most things, but they weren't. They were wrong about literally everything. But they will never be on platforms or be in areas where they'll be challenged related to that. But also, I think most liberals aren't even sure what the answers are to most of that too. So they don't challenge them either.
I mean, where's the negative COVID side effects? Or I guess the vaccine side effects?
Yeah, no, none of it. Literally none of it. None of that happened anywhere. All of it was just fucking wrong and retarded and based.
Well, I'm gay now. Okay.
This is a take from Matthew Iglesias. I wanted your opinion on. Trump has done a bad enough job that Dems are likely to have a big midterm win without actually adopting any new policies. This will be bad for us in the long term, as all our factions will come with the takeaway that they were all right, even if that would be contradictory. Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I think we'll probably win no matter what, but I don't know if, who knows where we'll go from there. I don't know, bro. Fuck everything. What outcome do you want with current policies are progressing relating to online ID / age verification? I don't know. What do you think, Mutin? I think, unless, I don't know if it's ever been pointed out that there's a negative to this. I feel like there should be some kind of like OAuth that we can use with like the government for to verify our identification. Has there ever been a reason given why this is...
Your driver's license would just have like an extra thing that would tie on the
or line. a federal thing
or a federal ID.
Yeah, and then you would just be able to OAuth with that somehow. I don't know.
Like, what about like your social security?
What about it?
Like it could tie in with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the federal government has an ID, but I'm just saying so that like to verify your information on a website, mm-hmm. then you would just OAuth through your federal ID. There's already something like that because I use it to check my social security stuff or my healthcare stuff. Isn't there? I think there was a thing, right? Isn't there like a federal ID managing thing already or something? I don't remember what it's called. Oh, ID.me, I think. Yeah, that's run by the government, isn't it? What is the problem with using credit cards to do this? Well, because one, why? You have to have a credit card. And also, why use a credit card to do all this? And then two, I mean, like people can always like take kids' credit cards or kids can take their parents' credit cards or whatever now. So I don't even know if it's like a super reliable way to do that. Best way to do it is have children accounts for like various OSs, which at the kernel level routes to a DNS like the 11131 for families that prevents them from seeing adult websites. But then how do you verify the original account as being an adult or not, right? You basically have to have some type of ID verification system at some point. You can't just do it on the OS. It has to connect with some kind of other thing.
Do kids not have parents anymore?
Nah, good one. Got them.
For real.
Device level stuff is 100% the way to do it instead of the onus being on each website. What if a 17-year-old gets a computer though? Then doesn't he have access to underage shit?
Just let the kids do what they want. Triple eyes.
The thing is, I don't know where the fixation for the ID stuff technically, I don't even know where it really came from. Like, is this all about kids watching adult content online? Is that the fear right now? Or is this a move for, I don't know if it's just because people want more information on people or what? I have no idea.
I haven't heard too much about it other than the Discord shit where people were mad that they can't, they have to like put their IDs in there or whatever.
Sure. Not sure what you mean, but the issue with the website level stuff is there will always be websites that don't comply generally. The smaller and worse regulated sites hosted in the countries, these are far less regular in the first place, and curious kids end up far more likely to end up on those when all other options are blocked. Kids generally aren't randomly stumbling onto Pornhub by, what are you talking about? I mean, how are you going to guarantee that any website enforces any kernel level ID verification thing as well? No? It feels like it's just part of the general anti-porn push. That's what it like comes off as to me, but I could be wrong. I don't know. But it does kind of feel that way. There's also the social media ban thing for children. Now that I could maybe get behind in some limited fashion, but I feel like I hear about the porn stuff so much more. Is preventing kids from seeing porn worth hiding everything? Maybe it's just I'm biased in the era that I grew up in. I don't think that matters much at all. I think people freak the fuck out over that because it's just parents that are whatever, religious. But I don't think this is like some society-wide ending thing that they all seem to imagine it to be.
You can't ban kids off social media without ID verification.
True. Epic Games / Fortnite getting a lot of heat for layoffs this past week. Yeah, basically, if you're any company ever and you ever do layoffs ever, every single person all the time is always going to fucking hate you. So that's just the world we live in. If you hire an employee, you got to keep them for life. Don't ever, ever fire any employee ever or you're fucking evil.
Shrimple as, actually.
Shrimple fucking as. The battle between Brianna Wu and Mehdi makes me think the Qatar pack is eroding our politics. Well, Brianna is full on like mega Israeli simp brained, but Mehdi is a little bit brain broken on Israel shit anyway. So what are you going to do? The brain broken versus the brain broken. Mehdi's takes are 90% based. I mean, at least Mehdi doesn't do the thing where he conflates like the right and the left as being the equivalent. I can appreciate him for that. I do appreciate
Oh, there was another school hit today. I guess they realized it was another school that was hit on February 28th, the first day of the war.
Oh.
I linked you that article if you're interested in it at all. Well, it was with a new missile, a prism, basically explodes in the air and then rains down bullets upon whatever's under it.
Okay. And they hit another.
It hit a school and it was like a volleyball training kind of center that was near-ish to an IRGC like facility. And it killed a bunch of kids, I think, there too. I think the number was 21 people, but it's unconfirmed.
Damn. Well, that's not good.
Don't worry. The Pentagon's looking into it.
Oh, that's good then, at least. At least they're looking into it.
You know, they're looking at it.
Do you think we'd still be at war if Trump never pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal? I have no idea. Are you saying, like, would Trump still go to war? Trump might still find a way to send us to war, so I'm not sure. Maybe.
We have more chances to be nuked by United States than Russia nuking us because they nominated Zelensky for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, that's going to be
Oh, no! Oh, man!
It's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, no, Trump is gonna nuke. He's gonna nuke. Yeah, we're just a little bit petrified over here because of that nomination. I just unironically think he's having a hissy fit even because he was nominated. Never mind if he actually wins anything.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if he's made any public statements on it or not, but yeah, I'd be a little worried about it, I guess.
Yeah, he's like obsessed with that noble shit. Guys, am I tripping or is he getting worse? Like, I saw his recent address and like it was even worse word salad than usually. Like, is he like progressively getting more dementia pilled, or like am I just seeing things?
I mean, it's been getting worse and worse, but I mean, like, the actions have all been getting worse and worse, so it's like, what, like, everything is becoming more and more indefensible and just more wacky and crazy. So I guess it makes sense that he's starting to become more wacky and crazy and everything as well. Yeah,
we just had this like very big laugh about this when he was like, you have to see it, it's very cool, missiles launched, they're launching. Then at 7 seconds, fire, boom.
Yeah, like, it just sounds like a fucking child. Yeah, it's dumb. Yeah.
Wait. It's actually a quote. And yeah, and then on that day, like, we had the drone attack in Kharkiv, and after that was like plastered everywhere. And there was like 4 people in my place, and we all went to the corridor, and we were just sitting there, like, in, you know, just waiting on the attack. And then one of the people goes, fire, boom. My God, it cracked everyone up. It was just this, I don't know, like, it's just something about it is just so unhinged. Like, bro basically bombed Iran, right? And then he's like, it's so cool, fire, boom, boom.
Yeah. Have you ever seen him talking about killing, was it Soleimani? There's a compilation that juxtaposes Obama talking about killing bin Laden and then Trump talking about killing, I think it's Soleimani. And it's just, yeah, Obama's like, today, you know, SEAL Team 6 executed a precision attack and we killed blah, blah, blah. And Trump is like, we killed Soleimani. He died like a dog. Oh, it was for al-Baghdadi, not Soleimani.
But not Trump. I saw a comedian guy doing the about a fact. There's like this very funny dude. He does Trump impressions, and he did this that guy. And he said it died like a dog.
Oh, you should watch. He's like impersonating Trump. Like, Trump actually said this. You should watch the thing. It's pretty. It's pretty just ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, I will find it. But I remember I saw the short of it of the stand-up guy doing that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, died like a dog is like super fucking unhinged, but I don't know, fire, boom, boom, wow, wow, wow is a little bit concerning. Because it's like both it's a child and a retarded old man in one package.
True.
So
it's Trump.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. It's kind of weird, kind of concerning, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's
our leader.
Their leader.
Base. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, very big congratulations to that one. I mean, at least we have some good sales over here in of terms of our weaponry to Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Jordan, I think, as well.
Yeah, you guys are selling all your drones now, right?
Hell yeah! Yeah. We made like so many contracts now, like 3 big ones, 10-year-long contracts, I think, I believe. I need to look that up. I didn't have that much time to like look into it, but it's just everyone is mega hype. Mm-hmm. And also he was treated so fucking respectfully for once, Zelensky, I mean. So that was nice. And for Ukraine, it's very big though, because like you guys obviously can't understand fully the hype because you're like biggest fucking arms sellers in the world, right? But for us, it's like we don't sell shit, like, you know, nothing, like sunflower oil, I guess, and then food as well. But that's about it, really. And for us to not have an army in 2014, not having our own like anything to be now able to produce what is very innovative technology of anti-drone, like, and drone warfare to people that are actually interested in buying that stuff. And because it's effective, it's like very fucking big jump. If I ever saw any, you know?
Yeah, good times, good things.
But not good is the limit, the sanctions, and obviously were removed. And also Cuba thing is, I saw some reports basically saying that the Cuba blockade is kind of like, what the fuck is happening? Like, Russians can buy their oil again or some shit. I don't know, like some stuff I didn't look up yet. Gotta look at it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know
why we care about so much either. Who knows? Trump just doesn't like him for some reason, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure it's some stupid reason.
Probably, yeah.
Bad Cubans.
Maybe. I was about to say they probably were not nominated for any Nobel Peace Prizes, so it must be something else. Also, why is he so fucking hang up on Norway? What's the fucking connection with Norway and Peace Prize, Nobel Peace Prize? They're not giving it out. It's like, why is he always bringing Norway into that shit?
I think he thought that at one point. He thinks that Norway, the government, is actually the one that makes the decision, I think.
Why?
I don't know why, because he's probably, he's fucking retarded.
I also kind of think maybe he thinks it's a Nobel Peace Prize.
Who knows?
Like Nobel.
Like insane asylum, like all the asylum seekers, and he says they came from insane asylums. He might actually think that that's what that means.
Does he actually think that?
Who knows? We'll never know.
I heard him say it, yeah.
Yeah, insane asylums I also heard, and I like, it's so like fun to listen to, like all the fucking people who come in, they're all like fucking giga schizophrenics, and you know, and you're like, I'm not sure that's the case, but you know, whatever, man. Go off, I guess. Yeah, it's just, yeah, all of it is so kind of like wild to listen to, but like, yeah, what can you do? You kind of get used to it as well. Like, it doesn't hit as much, in my opinion. Like, and in the beginning, everyone was like, what did he say? Wow, what? And now everyone's like, you know, just Trump. It's fine.
Yep, we're basically used to the retardation at this point, yeah.
Everyone is, I think, not just you guys. I think everyone is kind of like less shocked, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was like some funny thing with Marco Rubio being like told off in Europe. I don't know. I saw that on Twitter being said, like, how much shit you're going to take basically from Russia, and like basically called bitch boy by Kallas, I think. Yeah. So that was funny. Yeah. All that respect. Remember back in the day you debated the guy, like, I don't remember where, but there was like some sort of like weird Twitter thingy. And there was like, we will be so respected with Trump all over the world. Like, everyone is respecting Trump. And then back to this moment now when everyone is very much respecting that shit. Yeah.
I mean, that's still what a lot of people think, is that like the conservatives will argue that the world is respecting us more now. I don't know how they ever can.
That's because they hear it on Fox News.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, if the world is, I don't know who even. I was about to say maybe Russia, but they don't respect you; they just use you.
Yeah,
that's really. It's not the same even as respect. Yeah, so yeah, I don't know. Like, I think literally nobody, probably. Maybe not Israel. Maybe. But
no,
I don't think it's respect either.
No,
I think
definitely not.
Israel said recently they're not going to do a ground invasion, so.
Oh, really? Even they said so. I didn't know that. He's so much crying now from here. He's like, those mean NATO guys, they don't want to support my retarded war. You know?
Yeah, just kind of what everybody said would happen if you make an enemy out of literally every single other country. But I mean, for some reason, he didn't believe that would happen, so who knows?
I mean, you'd think, but like, yeah. A lot of people are like jumping in on that, like with Trump supporters. They're like, oh, those useless fucking NATO. And you know, and you're like, are you aware that you're literally the only country who even used Article 5?
Yeah, for the Iraq war. They don't know. They don't know. They don't care. They're stupid.
Like, people actually came through, like even Ukrainians, for example, who didn't support, who were not even in NATO. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, people actually did help you out. And actually, you know, there was some sort of benefit, so to speak,
yeah,
of being the hegemon, of being the one sole hegemon in the world. But I guess fuck that shit. I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
I basically wanted to just brag about the fucking trip we did, and I promised people to post it, but unfortunately we're still editing it. Uh-huh. But it's like this part of the big fundraiser we did, part for soldiers and part for civilians, and I really want to show DGG, like, about as soon as the edit is ready, which probably tomorrow. I did like translations for it and stuff, so now it's up to Devin to just edit the thing basically. And we delivered, I went in him to a little town called Dmiv in Kharkiv region, and we like did the fucking cutest fundraiser delivery ever to a bunch of oldies, elderly like people from Bakhmut. They're refugees who, you know, escaped when the city was destroyed.
Cool.
And yeah, also children, and it's so cute, and the place is so cute, and also there's a cool priest there, which I'm friends now with. So yeah, it's just so wholesome, and the people like send all sorts of like songs and the music and everything, and the kids and like DGG stuff there. Just, I don't know, just was very cute. So I'm like hyping everyone up for that fun, to show the power banks and like all the deliveries we did. There was like some sad stuff too. We like went house to house basically, and there was like this elderly woman who has 4-stage cancer with like how it's called in English?
You're on the right word. Yeah, metastasized, so spread throughout the body. Yeah.
Yeah, in the brain basically at this point. So she's like super ill, and we like delivered the box to her. And then there was like this very old lady who lives with her son, but he has schizophrenia and he has like pretty bad episodes. Uh-huh. And we like deliver to them as well. So, you know, it's just very like wholesome stuff. So I'm like probably will post it on Twitter and Reddit. If you guys allow Twitter posts, I don't know if you fixed that or not, but like I demand it, okay? It's my one demand because it's so difficult to do. I hate blue fucking thing, like blue sky thing. It's so shit. And I only made it to post for GGG basically and then to repost links to it on Reddit about fundraisers. That's literally the only reason I have this thing. Uh-huh. And I would delete that shit immediately if you had, if you allow to link Twitter stuff. You're all there, okay?
I think I told my mod to change the role, so I think we're trying it out now. Yeah.
You said so. You gave a manly promise to do that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And manly promises need to be kept.
True.
Because like, what the fuck, really? You there, everyone's there, everyone talks about it all the time. Like, just why not then link it directly, you know? The fight is over, guys. It was never meant to be. Like, all the people who like, we're living this hellscape. No, you're not. And I told you also.
Well, I think at the beginning, everybody, all the other subreddits were blocking it. So I think we just joined along with all the other subs that were blocking it too. So
yeah, I mean, I understand the protest at the time because of all of the Russian bots and like all the Nazi dog shit and like the overall horrible shit that was, especially during like the whole election thing, that was like popping off on Twitter because of, you know, Elon obviously being a cunt and all that. But like, it's not really, I think, like as relevant now, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's what cute shit. The trip ended up being way cuter than I thought it would be. I thought we would just like drop by, deliver and leave. But we'll like spend basically, you know, a day there. And like, it just was kind of cool. Also, the priest was so fucking cool. I really want to work with him again and like bring him more stuff and stuff. He's just the chillest guy. Like I'm a big fan of this priest now. And it's also very wholesome because like I see him like walking and he's like this very tall dude with beard and shit, you know, obviously like a priest and stuff. Uh-huh. And I'm like, it might go like both ways. It might be a cool dude or it might be like annoying because of how I look.
Because you think you'll be like really conservative or whatever as far as appearances go on.
The hair is like purple, short, tattoos, all sorts of shit, you know, overall. I was dressed like covered, so it's not like, you know, it's not a problem. But like, you know, the whole thing, like, especially with Moscovian Patriarchate, which was very prevalent, the Russian, basically, Orthodox Church, like, they will just literally, like, be so shit. They will, like, toss you out of the church, tell your names, all sorts of shit, if you have, like, tattoos or, like, bright hair or anything, like, demon spawn it, basically, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but our like, even Patriarch Orthodox guys are chill, but sometimes you get, like, people that are very, you know, judgy on that. But he was so cool. He was like, oh, I'm gay. Your hair is so cute. And yeah, you're so, you know, and I was, oh, that's a good guy. You know, a priest is chill when he's fine with like alternative looking people.
Sure.
Then immediately tell they're cool. So yeah, it was kind of nice. I just find it wholesome because he knows like everybody. He goes to everyone's house. He knows like everyone by name. He works there like constantly in that community. They basically rebuild the farmhouses where there were like tsarist time buildings, so like Russian Empire time buildings basically, right? And there was like this big sort of like mansion there, but it's no longer exists, but their farmhouses remain. It's where the service people lived, where the pigs were and like animals and all of that, like, you know, like sort of like pigsties, I think they're called in English or something like that. And they all remade those into like houses for people now. Mm-hmm. So they're like modern, but have like this wooden floor, wooden like ceiling, you know, like old school, like cool stuff there. And they made it for the people to basically, to refugees to live there, which is pretty cool. Yeah, that's about the cute stuff. Lisan Al-Gaib memes are very funny with Zelensky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hilarious. I saw, like, I think I sent you the Lawrence of Arabia one, but it's like Zelensky of Kryvyi Rih.
Yeah, I saw it. So.
Like, in this, like, headpiece, like, in the desert. And I don't know. That's funny to see him be, like, shaking hands like that with, like, a bunch of Arab dudes. It's kind of, like, unlikely. I even saw, like, a leader of, I think, Saudis. Like, they posted something, like, on Twitter with, like, Ukrainian hearts, like, blue and yellow. And then also with the Daco, like, which is thank you. And we're like, that's so weird, but cool, you know, in a way. So last thing, I saw on Reddit, someone linked me a little clip. It was you playing the, like, I think GeoGuessr or something like that it's called, like the game when you like look at the picture and need to understand what the location is.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing and you saw a bunch of fucking Eastern European, clearly, people with blue and yellow flags.
Sounds like fake news to me.
Yes.
Sounds like fake news.
And then you like guessed all sorts of weird shit. And then it was Ukraine, obviously. And you were like, damn, dog. And I was like, is he memeing or is he not an ally after all?
Dear Leader was memeing, of course.
Maybe I'm a fake ally. Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. How did you not know that the flags were everywhere? Like, all the people, like, fucking had them on, like, Twitter shit, and they're, like, on the news all the time. And there's no even that many countries with blue and yellow at all.
Listen,
like,
we're American. We don't care about flags, okay? We just care about missiles here that we can shoot at schools. That's what we care about.
Amen.
About fire, about boom, boom, fire, I guess.
Boom, boom, fire. Hell yeah.
Well, I don't know. Kind of disappointed in my god emperor, I'm not gonna lie.
Good. You should be.
My god. Nihilistic over there.
Indeed.
Depressive, big sour. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go. Thanks guys for the fundraisers as always, and I hope I can link some shit for you now properly if the dear leader, you know, decides to remove Twitter ban. And yeah, bye bye.
Have a nice
time.
Bye bye.
And you play bye bye.
Damn, why'd you cut her off like that at the end?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You literally interrupted her right in the middle.
I didn't mean to.
Did you remove her? Did you kick her out of the channel? Jesus.
I didn't.
Jesus Christ.